I noticed on your website, which is bartonpara.com, Para, P-A-R-A, your last name, bartonpara.com, you mentioned somewhere in there that you favor the song over the singer. A lot of people who get up on stage, there's a bit of ego in it. Are you just short on ego? What's the matter? Why aren't you saying, look at me, instead of the song?
If you're going to stand up on stage and sing, it's going to have to be, you know, look at me and sing. But, you know, if you're trying to get people to sing with you, I think Pete Seeger had that great line, or someone explained as he went to Carnegie Hall, they said, you know, Pete doesn't come to Carnegie Hall every year just to hear himself sing. But there's still always a sense of, yes, we're up here doing it. But, you know, there's some people that want to put their stamp on a traditional tune. It's sort of like one of my pet peeves on the national anthem. You know, we don't sing the national anthem together anymore. It's now, ladies and gentlemen, let us stand for the singing of. Okay, that's a very different thing for me. So some people want to put their stamp on a traditional tune. And I think you should let the traditional tune put a stamp on you as you sing it. So there's a certain respect for the song and the source of the song, not to be totally imitative, but to respect the inspiration that that person and that song gave you and its form, putting the song before the singer.